Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, looky here. It's the Pat and JT podcast.
Pat and JT podcast.
As always, thanks for your support and rating, reviewing, and subscribing to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. And we appreciate Centris Federal Credit Union. If you're thinking about some home renovations this year, and you know what? Everybody is kind of like, I think everybody's getting out over their skis a little bit with this weather. I just want to say maybe pump the brakes. I don't know. I don't want to be the wet blanket because it's so nice out. I've had two sets of cardinals in my backyard talking like crazy. Yesterday it was crazy. And I'm like, guys. And then I see, then they said the cranes are back in central Nebraska in force. They've got huge flocks of geese along with the cranes. And the cranes usually don't show up till the end of February, March. And they're already making their way from Canada heading south.
Oopsie. Put on the air brakes, boys.
And I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? And I saw some videos out in central Nebraska. When I used to live out west of Hastings, out by Junietta, there was just this huge, it was just massive farmland behind me, right? My house, my view was farmland for miles. And that was one of the places where they would land because they would find food in those fields, right? They were out in those fields. And you couldn't even tell, except it looked like it was water. It looked like it was a pond or an ocean. And you could kind of see it rippling because they were moving around, but you couldn't there was no distinction of there's birds. And then all of a sudden, something would happen and one would take off and then they'd all just start. And it was just like this tornado of all these birds going up high, but they wouldn't go real high. They'd be high enough to fly and then they'd fly over the house and you could see their freaking little legs hanging behind them while they were flapping. And just, it was crazy.
It was in recent years when Beth and I would start, drive to Denver and back. Because I saw a couple... I saw cranes once, I think, when I was little, but don't remember. So I had, as an adult, really seen that, and it was unbelievable. It's beautiful.
The flock is just, I mean, it's just thousands.
Yeah.
Thousands. And seeing it is just, and they're loud, and they flap over the top of you, and it's just crazy, but they're out there already in mass.
Yeah.
And there were videos that were out, and I'm like, what is going on? And so I get the whole wanting, like, you're like, okay, well, maybe it's time to start doing some little work around the house. Start inside.
Yeah. Well, it's supposed. I saw this morning on Channel 7's weather that we're expecting snow on Friday. They didn't say how much, but it could be snow.
I saw something so it's on like Lincoln's too. They said something about tomorrow. Even there's a front south of Lincoln that could affect Lincoln. I think they were talking about that. I don't know, but yeah, it's still out there.
We just got to pump the brakes. It happens all the time, and then we'll be getting snow in April. Like, so let's not pretend it's spring already. We don't want it to be spring yet.
Maybe there are some renovations or things you want to do, but let's start with the inside ones. And home equity loans are a good place to start. Centris Federal Credit Union can help you out with that. They can help you with lines of credit. They've got all kinds of ways that they can help you. They've got 15 different branch locations with actual human beings that live and work in your community that would love to help you out with that. Tons of information on their website about different home equity options. Federally insured NCUA, equal housing lender.
CentrisFCU.org or 402-334-7000.
All right, so what'd you do last night? did you watch the girls play ball?
You know, I didn't. I watched. I did kind of follow it along online, but I wasn't around a television. But what an incredible win for Nebraska women!
There was some. I don't want to say heated, but it was definitely tense because you got the number two team and unranked team, right?
Yeah.
And then you got somebody out there trying to make her mark in history, and she ends up what, just 8 points short. So, yeah. But what happens? The good thing is then she's probably going to end up making that mark at a home game now.
Yeah, which is
kind of cool.
That is a good point.
Do that, but apparently one of our girls, Jazzy is her name, right? And so I think she hit the last bucket that put us up, and then it stuck. But do you remember? It was last year. I remember this happening. I was like, man, I totally forgot about the whole John Cena, I can't see, or you can't see me thing where you wave your hand in front of your face.
Right.
And it was this, it was Caitlin. And then there was another girl from LSU, Angela or Angel Reese. And then there was, it happened once before. And then like Caitlin did it to somebody. And then this Angel Reese did it to Caitlin. And when they were in the playoffs and then going to the finals for the March Madness. So it was almost a year ago. And Jazzy, she did this after they won. She did one of those wave in front of her face.
That's
but she
awesome.
Claimed afterwards. No, no, no. That's just how we signal to my team that we're doing a, what'd she call it? Hold on. I got to find it real quick. There was a name for it. Which I thought, oh, just own it. Just,
I mean, this is a rivalry. It's a huge rivalry. Like there's got to be bad blood. There's got to be that kind of stuff, man.
Jazz Shelley says, not a disagreement at all, or Iowa. I have the utmost respect for the program. This is how we signal our face guard defense.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, let's watch it from now on. Let's watch the rest of the season and see if they ever run the face guard defense again, because I bet they don't. Yeah, man, just own it. It's a huge freaking rivalry, and that's what rivals are supposed to do, is stop people from getting records. They're supposed to stop people from reaching milestones. That's why it's such a great rivalry, and I think that's great.
I think Iowa probably came in here thinking, we're number two, they're unranked.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to walk all over them.
Yep. Probably. Wow. Sorry.
That was huge.
Sorry, ladies. So
I saw a lot of friends and a lot of posts, a lot of people, good crowd. That was awesome.
Yeah.
So congratulations. It was fantastic. So wanted to say that before we moved on to the next thing, which is the superb owl.
You know, I think because we watched a little pregame, and of course, like everybody else, watched the whole game and the commercials and everything. And I thought the commercials, by and large, were awful. Like I remember one that made me, a couple made me laugh a little bit. The one where I don't remember who it was for, but it was all the football teams that had birds as mascots and the players were flying.
I didn't see
and
that.
And landing in trees and squawking at each other. That was hilarious. But the rest of them were so, I thought overall they were really not very funny this year.
There, I know the ones that had the most controversy. I think there was one with Jennifer Aniston, Uber Eats.
Mm-hmm.
They made her redo that one because who was it that got mad? Jennifer Aniston, she did something with them and they had to recut it. Who was it that got mad?
It was
a guy because there was a guy eating peanut butter and supposedly he had a peanut allergy or something.
I saw that because I've seen that commercial before and now I didn't realize that part wasn't in there before. I mean, that was a dumb part anyway, but whatever.
Okay. It's a nonprofit group called Allergy Research and Education. quote in Variety magazine, slamming the commercial, incredibly disappointed. It's like, okay.
Come on.
Okay.
I mean, give me a break.
Just let people deal with it. I'm looking through the list. The Dung Kings.
That was funny.
Affleck with J-Lo, Brady, and Matt Damon. Pluto TV growing the couch potatoes.
That was decent.
It was okay. Yeah, it was okay. My favorite one was Dina Mita. Dina, that the new Tostitos chip.
Oh, okay. So, full disclosure, I thought that was so dumb.
Did you really?
With the old ladies?
I laughed so hard.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why. And you know what? It wasn't, because the funny part was, they aren't the stars. They will be the stars, the two older women. Because the younger girl, she's famous. And I don't remember.
Yeah, I didn't know who she was.
And the guy that was in it, he's famous. He's the one that took the chips. But when you watch it, one of them is she's pretty famous on Broadway, but also has been in movies and TV. As a matter of fact, she made her Broadway debut, they said, opposite Robert De Niro. She's famous in her own right and all this other stuff. Olivia is her name. And then the other one is a woman named Patricia Mossier. I can't remember. But anyway, okay. This is going to sound really stupid. I'm looking at her. I'm like, I know that. I know her. Who is she? She's not. Dang it. What is going on? And I looked her up and I'll be damned if I wasn't right. She used to play. I got to think the name of the part. She was on One Life to Live. She was Carlotta Vega. Yeah. Carlotta Vega was on.
That sounds like such a soap opera name.
She was Dorian Lord's maid. Dorian Lord was one of the matriarchs of One Life to Live.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
And Carlotta Vega was her like 20 years she was on One Life to Live. And then her kids became big characters on the show. And, you know, like there's a whole storyline that goes along with it. But anyway, so, okay, maybe there's a little bias there because I kind of knew who she was.
I did like the lady characters could have been funny. It's just I didn't think that, I don't know.
I think the lady characters could have been funny. It was over. Maybe mine was kind of overshadowed by the fact that I was like, I know who that woman is. And it's a soft spot in my heart. Who else? What was the other ones? The pickleball babies for E-Trade.
That was okay.
Which, you know, they were giving them they were schooling those guys, the adults. That was not bad. And then other than that, I thought for Hellman's.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Pete Davidson and Kate McKinnon.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That wasn't like it was hilarious, but it was a good commercial. And I thought
what did she say? It lasted longer than I thought it would, Pete. Because he was with the cat.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So that was all right. So there was that.
The Beyonce one was okay. I mean, announcing her music's coming out at the end of the commercial was all right. I mean,
did not see that one. Isn't that weird how it's like there's some like I didn't even see that and I was sitting right here.
Yeah.
Did I miss those? I don't know.
And then I got up a couple times to go to the bathroom, right? You know, when the game was going to commercials, Beth's like, what are you doing? You can't go during commercials. You have to go during the game. I'm like, what? No.
You can't. No, we need bathroom breaks.
Yeah, we have to.
Have to have them.
Want to take a second to thank some other OG friends and supporters of our podcast,
Kugler Vision Center. Honestly, they were the first ones that were supporters and partners with our podcast. And that was 5 years ago. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is crazy.
That is unbelievable, but we certainly are thankful to have them on board. Kugler Vision stands out in the crowd without a doubt. They've just got a world-class team of experts at Kugler Vision, and it keeps growing because people realize if you're going to get any kind of corrective procedures done, you want that team behind you without a doubt.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And you should get online right now and schedule a consultation because you need to know going into 2024, kind of where you stand. Maybe you've always been thinking about getting a procedure, not having to wear glasses or contacts. It's freeing and it's unbelievable.
It is. When you do it, one of the first things you're going to think is, why didn't I do this sooner? Mm-hmm. That's going to be it. So invest in a life of clear vision. Possibly it's going to be something that's a gift on your list for maybe a graduate that's coming up this spring to send them off to college with that great vision going into college would be great without glasses or contacts. But the team at Kugler Vision can give you all the details and help you get that consultation on the books so you can find out exactly what your plan is.
Call them if you want, 402-558-2211, or go on their website, kuglervision.com, and schedule that consultation today.
Other than that, what'd you think of Usher?
I actually thought it was great.
Too bad he had that technical difficulties at the beginning. You couldn't hear him singing, and that was a problem on their part, the stadium, and a lot of people were pissed off about that because the beginning when he started singing, I'm like, I can't even hear him.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This is crazy. And it took a while to get it right. There's no way grown-ass man can be singing 100% on key on roller skates.
He looked like he was.
I know it. But yeah. I'm just like, if he was doing it, that took a ton of training to be able to do that. Because just jumping on roller, you just don't jump on roller skates.
No, but Usher could probably do anything he wants. And you see at the end of when everybody was on stage jumping around the stage, moving up and down. I don't know if you know, it looked like they were on a waterbed. Holy cow.
Yeah, it was really very good. There was some confusion by some people. They were trying to figure out who everybody was that was on stage. And I think one of them in particular was her. She's the guitar player.
Yeah.
That when she came out. She's like super, she's got so many awards. I mean, she's got Golden Globes and American Music Awards and Billboard Awards and Grammys, and she's been around, but so many people didn't know who she was. And my Twitter was just like, I was doing the For You page because you get quite a variety when you do that.
Yeah, I bet you do.
And that's where it was just like, I don't know who that is. And people were trying to figure out. And Will I Am also confused some people. Oh. They're like, is that Kanye? Like, oh my God, no.
Oh, good. For the love of God, no. It's not Kanye. Like they'd have Yee up there on stage after the year that he's had.
Oh my God. Did he just release some more or have something just come out?
He had some shoes. I don't know about music, but he had some shoes come out. New Yeezys.
I can't remember. I don't think you can cancel him. I really don't think he doesn't care.
No, when you have enough money and you just whatever, you can't be canceled. Like, it doesn't matter. You just keep plowing through. It just doesn't matter.
And he keeps making money.
Yeah.
What about, okay, the obvious. Oh, I got to say one before we go on. Two things, two players. First off, the Achilles heel, the Achilles injury on the sidelines, which was a 49ers player.
I felt so bad for that guy, so bad.
Oh, my God.
And instantly, I didn't obviously see it when it happened, but when they showed the replay and, like, he injured it, I knew, you could tell exactly what it was.
It was just, here he is, like, super jacked. Ugh. And all he's doing is just bouncing around. He's going to run onto the field, you know, celebrating, and he just drops to the ground.
The tens of millions of times he's done that exact, even harder on that, on his legs, and specifically that leg over his career and training. And it was that one little tweak. Oh, yeah, heartbreaking. Absolutely heartbreaking.
Awful to watch. And then I had to laugh. The 49ers, they have a player, Juwan Jennings, who's awesome. But his nickname is Third and Juwan.
Third and Juwan?
Because he always comes through. Third and Juwan. Third down.
I didn't hear that. I didn't know that. That's good.
I heard it and I was like, wait, what? Third and Juwan. I'm like, yes, I love that. All right. Anyway, so let's talk about your girlfriend.
Something I noticed, and then I noticed it this morning on No, it was yesterday. Toward the end, I don't even remember what time of the day it was, but the national news, somebody was reporting on Taylor Swift being there, and they're saying Taylor Swift makes it to the game hours before the kickoff. Like, dude, she was there for 24. She landed the day before in
LA. She landed
LA.
Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. So they were making such a big deal. And even the national news says she landed in Vegas. Like, no, she landed in LA and it was the day before. So it, like, wasn't, she had time to rest up, wash her hair.
I wonder, do you think, could it have been that she landed in LA, maybe she didn't fly into Vegas till Sunday?
Maybe, but then, like, everybody made it just hours before the game.
Like, she came straight from
concert. If I hadn't seen that she had landed the day before, I would have thought, oh my gosh, man, that's a good thing she made it. That was a close one.
What did they call on Flight Tracker? They had a name for her plane. It was like NFL era or something like that is what it said. When you found the plane, it said the NFL era. And I'm like, if you're Travis, are you just like, era?
Yeah.
Season, reason, lifetime? Hello? Era?
Where does era? Season, reason, era, lifetime?
I thought that was funny. I like that. But how about him and Coach Reed?
Yeah, he was fired up. I get it. And I thought it was funny afterwards when somebody asked him about it. And he's like, oh, sorry, I'm going to keep that private. And it was just, I was just telling him how much I loved him. I mean, you know.
Keep it private.
I know. When people were on him online saying, what, that's so disrespectful to this. But, oh, my God, it's the Super Bowl. It's fired up.
I've never seen a player do something like that to their coach at the Super Bowl at that level.
Yeah, I guess I never.
I'm not going to defend him because I thought it was.
It was tacky. Of course, it was tacky.
It was narcissistic. This level, it was like he should be in.
He was yelling at him. He was yelling.
That's what he was yelling at because he got taken out. And it's like, you know what? That's what the coach said. He's not going to change his mind if you go barking it. Just sit down. Just sit down.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I can't only imagine being that fired up and
There's two whole teams of grownups on each team, and nobody else did that. And I've never seen that before. So I'm just, maybe I've just missed it, but at that level, I haven't seen.
I've seen guys
at the Super Bowl.
So I've
never seen it at the Super Bowl. Them.
Not at the Super Bowl. Well, I've seen like guys yelling at their coaches. I've never seen them bump them like that. And I don't know, but yeah, who knows? But I would think even at the Super Bowl, it would be even more, you would see that more because it's like
except they're grownups.
Yeah. That is, they are, for the most part, yes.
And then Taylor, did you see the clothes he showed up in?
Yes.
She matched him.
Oh, I didn't put that together, but I did see him rolling out from his Airbnb or wherever he was staying into his
bejeweled outfit.
Yeah.
Bedazzled.
Yeah. And then cut to, what's his brother's name?
Oh yeah, the other Kelsey.
It just was in my head. Chad Kelsey.
We'll call him Spare.
Chad. Yeah, Spare Kelsey. And then he was in Chiefs overalls. Hilarious.
He doesn't care.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, I thought that was kind of funny. And she was there. They had some pictures of his mom in the stadium before the game. She was just like chilling. Nobody was in the stadium. She was just sitting in a seat all by herself on her phone.
What a cool moment for her, you know, sitting there just, with her son and watching her other son win the Super Bowl.
Did she, didn't they play each other?
This year they did.
Super Bowl?
Maybe last year that, I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't remember. Regardless, two kids in the NFL is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that was kind of the rundown, I guess, really, of the high points.
I mean, it was a great game. First game, wasn't the first Super Bowl ever to go to overtime?
First, it was the first ever. I think it was the first ever. Something like that. And yeah, it was something like that. But it was crazy. It's crazy.
And I don't know much about betting or gambling or anything, but I think I heard that it came in like a half a point under the over under number or something like that. And that missed extra point would have, yeah. It was like the push heard around the world is what I've seen people saying.
Yeah. It was such a low scoring game, which is just kind of crazy that it was that low, but I think a lot of people expected it, but didn't know it'd be that low. Mm-hmm. That was crazy good. One last thing, I guess too, that I noticed, I was out of the room and I heard there was an ad playing. And I had to come out and like, what? Why has Nebraska got an ad on? It wasn't Nebraska. It was the Deadpool Wolverine ad, which the new movie's coming out, and they use Sirius.
I heard that. It was weird.
And I'm like
that's our song.
Your Nebraska ad.
Yeah. Speaking of Nebraska, did you see the Pella Windows ad with Nick Baugh?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I texted him like, man, you're big time. You got a Super Bowl ad. He's like, yeah, it was him getting.
Well, I was watching. I got to admit, I was watching on Paramount. Oh. I wasn't on CBS, so I wouldn't have seen it.
Ah, gotcha. He was there getting his windows and door installed that he got from Pella Windows, proud sponsor of the Nick Baugh podcast on the Herd App
4 years.
Network. Yeah, you know,
that's all right. I know they've been trying to get that done, but they've been having kids, and he's been traveling, and it's been.
I actually even told when we saw that, I'm like, oh, he apparently replied to their email finally.
Inside joke. Anyway.
Sorry, buddy.
I'm glad. It all worked out. So all good. Hey, just real quick too. I know this is super short notice, but just going to throw it out there. If you're in the Gretna area, and I know it's almost 9 o'clock as we're finishing this up this morning, in just a couple of hours, we're going to be out in Gretna at the new location. Not us in particular, but Herdat in general, because the Herdat Sports Bar is having their ribbon cutting with the Gretna Chamber today.
That's exciting.
And super excited. Yes, absolutely. So we would love to see you out there, be out there from probably 11 to 1, you know, give or take, and the ribbon cutting's in between there somewhere. So super excited about that. And if you don't make the ribbon cutting, just come on out some other time and have lunch.
What a bite. You're at every single ribbon cutting. You cut more ribbons. Then
cut lots of ribbons.
Yeah, cut lots.
Or at
of
least
ribbons.
I watch. Oddly, I never thought I'd be the person who I have watched so many ribbon cuttings. I'm watching people cut ribbons.
Yeah,
that's now my thing.
You're a voyeur, ribbon cutting voyeur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If only. Anyway. Yeah. So just wanted to throw that out there because it is the 12th of February. Just to be clear that's. But if you miss it, that's cool. Come out some other time. You never know who you might see out there.
That's right. All right, you guys. Thanks for listening. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast and share it with people. Thanks. Have a great day.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Herdat Media production.